News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
WCDOsports.com.
It's time now for live high school soccer on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Billy Blake.
From Ray Bradley High School in Fulton, New York, it is time for soccer. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Harry Graves. With me is Billy Blake, and welcome to WCDO's coverage of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association's Girls Soccer Tournament.
And good afternoon, fans. I am Billy Blake, and today it is a doubleheader for you this afternoon. Coming up first, we have a Class C game, and later on in the afternoon, we will have a Class D contest for you. In New York State Soccer Tournament, both contests will be quarterfinal games. In the first contest, the teams involved will be the Unitigo Lady Spartans, representing Section 4, versus the Sequoia Valley Lady Indians from Section 3. And in simpler terms, it's a team from the southern tier of New York State against a team from the Utica-Syracuse area. And then at 3 o'clock this afternoon, it's the second half of our doubleheader. It will be the Franklin Purple Devils against the Poland Central School in the Class D quarterfinal. And again, that will be southern tier against Central New York.
This afternoon, soccer coverage is made possible by Butler's Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, featuring over 120 vehicles on their lot at all times.
And by Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, offering outstanding loan rates. Right now, take 2.5% APR off all vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates.
And by the folks at the law offices of Dolores G. Fogarty on Main Street in Unadilla, serving the legal needs of the Tri-Town communities.
By Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work.
By FFCU, the Sydney Federal Credit Union, with 8 convenient locations to serve you.
And by Don's Deli on Main Street in Franklin. Check out Don's tasty lunch specials.
By the Catalog Outlet Stores, with 4 locations to serve you in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, your store with over 1,000 items.
By the National Bank of Delaware County, featuring exceptionally low rates on autos and mortgages. Ask about NBDC's popular Casasa checking accounts.
By Bergen's Auto Sales of Franklin, offering expert car and truck service for 36 years, specializing in transmission work.
By Chris Brown and the staff at Brown's Pharmacy on Main Street in Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card.
And by NBT Bank, serving the Tri-County area and beyond for over 150 years, and always putting the customers first every single day. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups in just a moment. It's a Soccer Saturday on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
They've got them all at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Over 120 vehicles to choose from every day. Butler Auto Sales features the area's most experienced sales team, including Robert Dan, Mark Bryden, and Tom Pewty. And Mike Butler is now happy to welcome Jero Gales with 35 years' experience. The Butler lot is filled with great gas mileage vehicles, every make and model. And with the extension of the SFCU OMG loan sale,
you'll get record low interest rates.
At Butler Auto Sales, they're actually selling 2011 and 12 models for the same price as the other guys are selling 2009s and 10s. Go ahead and compare. You'll see why so many Tri-County area residents buy their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. As Mike says,
no reasonable offer will be refused.
Over 120 vehicles on the lot right now. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Stuff your stocking with cash this holiday season. Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin invites you to get the best rate on a holiday loan during our loan rates meltdown. Now through December 31st, 2012, you can borrow as much as $8,000 unsecured for up to 6 months at an incredible 2.5% APR, or 7 to 12 months at just 3% APR. New money only, some restrictions may apply. So wrap up the year and give yourself a gift with a low-interest holiday loan from Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Proud sponsorship of the Unitigo and Franklin girls soccer teams today includes Bergen's Auto Service, Main Street Franklin, offering expert car and truck repair for 36 years. Dawn's Deli, Main Street Franklin. Super specials, baked goods, and lots more, including the best waitresses around. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, serving the Tri-County area. And the law office of Dolores G. Fogarty, Main Street Unadilla, serving the legal needs of our communities for many years. These generous sponsors cheer on the Lady Spartans and the Franklin Purple Devils.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you here at Fulton as we get ready for this quarterfinal matchup. It is Unitigo and Sequoia Valley, Section 3 against Section 4, as these teams look to go on to Cortland next week in their quest for a state championship. And right now we will take a look at the starting lineups. We will start with the Unitigo Lady Spartans. They have a lot of seniors in this starting lineup. Julie Carbone, Sarah Menina, Katrina Clark, goalkeeper Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzaro, and then they have a couple of juniors as well in this starting lineup. Courtney Bullis and Mariah Scott are the two juniors that they start. And then they have the sophomore Tori Halliquist, and then a freshman also starts for the Lady Spartans as well. That's number 15, Leah Haynell. They are coached by Susan Herodis. She leads the Lady Spartans. They have had a miraculous year this year so far, Harry, as they look to get a win here in Fulton today.
Well, we do see teams with excellent records coming into these games. We will see the Unitigo Spartans coming in unbeaten. They do have one tie. They're going up against Sequoia Valley. Sequoia Valley at 16-2-1. But that I wrote on my notes before they went in the C1, C2 game, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So now their record is up to 17-2-1. It looks like we're going to have time before we go to the introduction of the players here at the field, so we might just as well get Sequoia Valley while we get time and get them out of the way.
And looking at Sequoia Valley, their starters are Siobhan Conley, Jenna Mazza, Allison Gaffney, she's the goalkeeper, Elisa Marcioni, Danielle Ricci, Kelly Brennan, Cassidy Hasselman, Brianne Cardillo, Maylene Hollenbach, Abby Melnicki, and Jordan Tama. They are coached by Tim Clive. As Sequoia Valley wearing their home jerseys today, they are technically the home team for this matchup. They, too, look to go on in their quest for a state championship.
The main scoring person from the Sequoia Valley write-ups that I've read happens to be a young lady by the name of Elisa Marcioni. And if we look in the goal, we see also the name of Allison Gaffney proclaimed many times, as she is lauded for her particular accomplishments. We now have the march of the players out to the center of the field, and we're going to have introductions coming up in just a moment. Billy, it is very interesting to see what these two teams have done. If we go to Sequoia Valley, and we might just as well talk about Sequoia Valley first, because they are the ones that are least familiar to our WCDO listeners. In the first round of the Section 3 playoffs, they drew a bye. In the quarterfinals, they came up with a 3-1 win over South Lewis. In the semifinals, they went up against Watertown's Immaculate Heart High School. They won that game by a 2-0 score. And then Secord managed to go up against Manlius Pebble Hill and win that one by a 1-0 score. If we look at just their playoff action this year, we see that it's rather impressive. Sequoia Valley has come up scoring six goals and given up only one. If we flip back and look at the Unitico Spartans, they ended up defeating Trumansburg by a 2-0 score in the quarterfinals. In the semifinals, they rather made short work of the Green Trojans. 8-2 is the final there. In the championship game, they went up against Elmira Notre Dame, shut them out by a 1-0 score. But if we look at the scoring output so far for the Unitico Lady Spartans, they have, in the playoffs, managed to score 11 goals and giving up only two. So if you look at 11-2 and 6-1, flip a coin. They're pretty even. I understand that we have that you're giving up a television gig today in order to be able to do our WCDO broadcast.
Absolutely. It's a big soccer weekend all around. Oneonta is hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend up on campus, as they have made the NCAA tournament for a second straight year. Last year, they went all the way to the Final Four in San Antonio, Texas, so that was a pretty amazing feat for the Oneonta men's soccer program, and they are in action today as well back at campus, and I'll be broadcasting the game tomorrow, the second round game, the two winners of the first round games today. So Oneonta taking on MIT, I believe, at 1:30 today.
Wow.
So if they can defeat MIT today, and I'll be calling the action tomorrow for the campus TV station up at Oneonta tomorrow.
Now, is there a game going on right now?
There is a game going on right now. Last time it was Salve Regina taking on Montclair State, and Montclair State had a 1-0 lead over Salve Regina. And the one interesting thing, and I'm hoping to point this out tomorrow on the broadcast, is Montclair State and Oneonta State were two of the four teams in the Final Four. They didn't play each other in San Antonio, but they both went down to the Final Four in Texas, and neither of them came back with the national championship. But that would be pretty cool if they meet in the second round tomorrow.
We have high school football going on today because it's a big weekend of high school soccer, but it's also a huge weekend in high school football. The regionals are going on. One of the contests, and you and I have been following this all year, Maine Endwell has been just doing really terrific stuff. They were leading Casnovia 27-7 at the half. That game started at 11 o'clock this morning. Out in the far west area, we end up with Hornell taking on Cleveland Hill in a much smaller school game. And that one was 7-0 at the end of, or in the second quarter. So we do have all kinds of things going on. Today's game is being brought to you by a number of very fine sponsors, and we'll be telling you about them throughout the day. We're pacing ourselves right now, waiting for the start of this game. We're going to be having the playing of the national anthem coming up very shortly. And a very familiar voice is going to be singing the national anthem today, as once again, it will be Judy Patel from Unitico who will sing the national anthem.
And we have some fans walking in for Sequoia Valley with the Indians painted on their chest. It is a pretty crisp and cold Saturday afternoon, so tip of the hat to the fans coming in, the hardcore fans that Sequoia Valley has.
If we were, as we were riding up, we happened to hear a radio clip, and it was a bit of a comedy thing, and they said that you could tell the difference between men and women because only men would walk in with paint all over their naked bodies from the waist up. And that's exactly the case that we see right now. And now we have the singing of the national anthem going to be coming up as Judy Patel will be singing that.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, Judy is getting the applause from the fans here. It is a Soccer Saturday, and you're listening to WCDO.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
How does this sound? One less payment during the holidays. Well, SFCU is giving you the opportunity to skip a payment in November or December. Stop by any branch to see if you qualify to skip a loan or Visa payment this holiday season. Find out more at SFCU in Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, Walton, or Hancock. Some restrictions may apply, so help relieve some stress during the holidays by skipping a payment at SFCU. Learn more at sfcuonline.org, federally insured by NCUA. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
It was the first sale of its kind in the area, and now it's back. Yes, the Free If It Snow sales event is back for the holidays at the Catalog Outlet stores. Through December 23rd, save in every department of the Catalog Outlet's large inventory of everything for your home, for every room in your home. Furniture, of course, and mattress sets in all sizes and styles. Select from makers that you know and trust, like Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Liberty, Harden, Spring Air, Eclipse, and others. And then if it snows 6 inches or more on New Year's Eve, that's 6 inches or more New Year's Eve, the Catalog Outlet will refund your merchandise purchase of $249 or more. What a great way to end the year. So get complete details by shopping the Catalog Outlet store nearest you. They're all open 7 days a week. In Unadilla on the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets. In Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street. On State Highway 12 between North Norwich and Sherburn. And now in Margaretville at 743 Main Street. Super selection, lowest prices around, and the chance to get your purchase free if it snows only at the Catalog Outlet, where you always get the best for less.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And the first of two 40-minute halves is underway here at Fulton High as we get ready. Unitigo and Sequoia Valley battling in the New York State Tournament. Unitigo in their visiting green jerseys today, the green shorts, green jerseys with the white numbers. Sequoia Valley in their home white jerseys outlined in red with the red shorts to go with that as well. And Sequoia Valley with the ball in the center circle to start the game right now. And Unitigo battling for it right in front of their own bench. And now it goes out of play for a throw. And clock does count down in high school soccer. So two 40-minute halves with the clock counting down. And the Lady Spartans will have another throw in right in front of their own bench. And as Harry talked about a little bit, you look at the goal scoring. Both teams have dominated their opponents so far in the playoffs. And just like he said, flip a coin, basically a pretty evenly matchup here today between the Lady Spartans and the Lady Indians, representing both Section 3 and Section 4.
This is one of those situations where in soccer you see a running clock. So the clock says 38:30 right now, and it will continue to run unless there's an injury of some sort.
A lot of pressure so far applied early by Sequoia Valley. Ball has been on the Unitigo half of the field, and the Indians have a throw-in. And Katrina Clark heads that ball out of place. It will be a throw-in for the Indians, and a quick throw-in at that for Elisa Marcioni. Marcioni, as Harry said, is one of the top scorers on this Indians team, and she will have a throw-in. Nearly a corner kick for the Indians, but it went out of play along the sidelines rather than the goal line, so that's why it was a throw-in as opposed to a corner kick. And there was a loose opportunity for Cassidy Hasselman to put one in the back of the net, but she couldn't get her foot on the ball. She had a good look at it, but couldn't really connect too much. Ball still in play along the far sidelines.
That's one of those dangerous situations you hate to see as a defender. You hate to see a loose ball somewhere near your goal.
And the ball comes back to the Lady Spartans keeper, Robin Foster. And now she just tells her teammates to get downfield. A nice showing from both teams here today. And we were talking to a couple of people before the game. Usually only for football games are there fans that sit on both side of the bleachers. But Unitigo with a good showing across the far sidelines and in front of us in the stands below Sequoia Valley with a nice turnout as well.
Yeah, both of these teams had to travel a bit to get here to Fulton. I would have been surprised, or I wouldn't have been surprised, if they'd have played this somewhere in the Utica area, which would have been very, very close to Sequoia Valley, and not a horrible trip for the fans of the Unitigo Spartans.
Loose ball around midfield, and it comes down to Marchione. But Katrina Clark steps in for the Lady Spartans and takes it away momentarily, but the Lady Indians regain possession. Over 3 minutes into this game, under 36 minutes to go in the first half, no score in between Unitigo and Sequoia Valley. But early on, the pressure has been applied by the Lady Indians. They have had a couple of chances already. Unitigo offensively hasn't had much so far going for them in the first few minutes, but there is plenty of time left in this soccer contest. And there's the ball up in the air. Comes down to Katrina Clark. And that one's cleared away by the Sequoia Valley defender. The defense for Sequoia Valley hasn't had to do too much. They've been playing up around midfield so far. But now with Unitigo somewhat knocking on the door, it's a football field, and they had the ball momentarily around the 30-yard line. A lot of lines on this field, and now we get our game's first sub as 8th grader Tanner Reed comes in the game for Unitigo. And she replaces number 2, Julie Carbone. Throwing for the Spartans. Comes down to Reed. Played back to Mariah Scott. Scott was looking for a teammate, crossing it into the box, but nobody was home.
Boy, I'll tell you, you look out there and you see Elisa Marchione. She is everywhere. She got a good pass cross field to one of her teammates. Looks like Danielle Rickey is also in the play over there. Now, look out. Here come the Unitigo Spartans.
There's number 8, Courtney Bullis, just outside of the box, and that shot is blocked.
Yeah, Bullis' shot from about the 20 as far as the football field markings are concerned.
We should mention that the goals here on the soccer field are all the way at the back of the end zone if you were to compare it to the football field.
Yeah, so you have to add another 10 yards on to any number that we happen to say. If they kicked it from the 20, it's about a 30-yard kick.
And it is a penalty on Unitigo, so it's a free kick for Sequoia Valley. That one was headed away by Unitigo defender Leah Hanel. Ball in the corner, and it will go out of play for the Unitigo goal kick.
One of the things that you have when you have a track surrounding this, and this is an excellent track surrounding the football field, so the ball doesn't stop. There's no fence there to get it, so when there's a ball that goes out of bounds, it can roll all the way to the fence, and that's another country mile.
Goal kick for Robin Foster, the senior for Unitigo, and it was a good kick, and the ball is still loose right in front of the Unitigo bench. Now it takes a hop out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in for Sequoia Valley.
Yeah, it's going to be Hollenbeck who throws it on in.
Ball thrown in towards the middle of the field, and the Spartans take it away. Casey Manzanero was able to intercept a pass between two Lady Indians teammates, and now it's just cleared back to the Sequoia Valley side of the field, although Unitigo is outnumbered. They do get possession, though, right at the 50-yard line. And now they're looking up for Scott.
I'm certain Eddie Purist is saying, no, that's center field. That is not the 50-yard line. But old football habits break slowly. The ball's going to be kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be thrown in by Maylene Allenbeck.
Ball in the box, and it comes back to the Sequoia Valley keeper, and she's able to corral it and keep it away from Unitigo.
It's one of those situations. This is the first year that we happen to have numbers on goalkeepers.
Allison Gaffney Jr. in net for the Lady Indians. Elisa Marchioni with the ball, looking to cross it into the box. And Foster, the keeper, comes out and is able to get her hands on it. There were a few players on the other side of the field that were close to it for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, Robin Foster went out that time. She didn't go far out of goal. The ball was just uncomfortably close to the goal. Look out, here comes Marchioni again.
Marchioni is able to get by one defender, and now the ball is cleared away. Katrina Clark went down for the Spartans. She gets right back up, and it was a foul by Marchioni, so it's a free kick, Unitigo.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where number seven was going against number seven. Marchioni tripped up Katrina Clark. No damage done. The ball is going to be spotted down by Cassidy Newman, and she'll be kicking it.
Low line drive kick. Now the ball is booted up in the air.
It's going to be headed away in there by Casey Manzanero.
Sequoia Valley fans getting a chant going here. They have a great turnout, and as we mentioned, some of the student section guys going toe-to-toe with the cold weather, going shirtless with Indians painted on their chest.
Number nine, Kelly Brennan. She gets the ball away and puts it down toward the net.
Brennan was trying to cross it to Hasselman, but Cassidy Hasselman couldn't get it. She chased it down to keep it in play, and now it will be a Sequoia Valley throw-in.
Kelly Brennan was the gal who scored the only game in Sequoia Valley's win over Manlius Pebble Hill to advance to this game.
Unitigo with possession on their own side of the field, just trying to keep it away. And the ball is played back to Sequoia Valley, Hollenbeck. And the defender Hollenbeck looking on, and that one goes out of play. And it will be a throw-in for the Spartans as they will sub yet again. Another eighth grader into the game. Hazel Hanel checks in, and she replaces Mariah Scott, number 17. And now there's some miscommunication with the officials. It will be a throw-in for Sequoia Valley. I think they originally awarded it to Unitigo, but they change the call and play goes on.
Yeah, Hollenbeck will toss it in, and you can hear the shouts of the fans from Sequoia Valley right in front of us. This game being brought to you by SFCU with eight convenient locations to serve you. Take advantage of the OMG loan on auto loan rates as low as 1.15% APR. And ask about how you can skip a payment to help you out this holiday season. Only at Sidney Federal Credit Union, we're all about you.
Maylene Hollenbeck had a free kick for the Lady Indians, and it was a pretty good kick into the box. Took a couple bounces, but Robin Foster, the keeper, has been busy throughout the first 10 minutes of this game, and she was able to keep it away from any Sequoia Valley attack in the box. Just under 30 minutes to play. First half, Billy Blake and Harry Graves on this Soccer Saturday, bringing you Unitigo Valley action. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, it's Class D action as Franklin battles with Poland.
We want to also thank the sponsors along the line, not only for sponsoring the game, but also providing us with very quick commercials, because we will not be cutting away during this game for any commercials. So we're going to be right here all the way until halftime.
Sequoia Valley threatening again. Ball is crossed. Not a defender around the player. The keeper comes out, and no whistle is blown.
I'll tell you,
Sequoia Valley fans arguing for the whistle, but they won't get it.
Boy, I will tell you, it was Hazel Heinel that time, an eighth grader, who managed to break into the clear and move that ball away from the goal. Everybody else was down. That was one of your hold-your-breath plays as far as Spartan fans were concerned.
Quick throw-in for the Lady Indians. Ball in the middle of the field now. Still on the Unitigo half. And they're battling for it there, but it's number nine, Kelly Brennan, who takes it away. Now she gets it over to Marchioni. Marchioni finds Hasselman. And now Unitigo's able to gain possession, and they're able to clear it.
Yeah,
across midfield.
Yeah, Tanner Reed got a good foot on it and brought it up.
And that one is out of bounds, and it will be a Unitigo throw-in along the far sideline.
Yeah, Courtney Bullis picks it up, whips it over her head. It's going to be knocked right back out of bounds again.
And you will see that from time to time in soccer, just a series of throw-ins along the sidelines.
27-35, first half action, scoreless ball game here at Fulton High School.
Ball now on the Unitigo half of the field, right in front of their bench, in fact.
Yeah, Kayla Talbot went back defensively and moves it back toward the center part of the field.
Intercepted there by Casey Manzanero. And now there's a foul on the Lady Indians, so it's a free kick for the Lady Spartans.
Yeah, it looked to me like Brianne Cardillo, who actually tripped up one of the Spartans.
Just under 27 minutes to play in this first half. Unitigo with a free kick right at midfield. And that one was taken by Cassidy Newman. Ball is played back right at midfield. Unitigo trying to get it to the middle of the field, and this one is booted high up in the air.
Yeah, Kelly Brennan got a good foot on that one.
And the ball comes down to Leah Hanel. And now the ball is just cleared downfield by Sequoia Valley. They just want to get it as deep into Unitigo's territory as possible. And the keeper, Foster, comes out of the net and picks it up. And now she'll set for either a throwaway or a kick.
She moves it actually away across the other side of the goal. So Robin Foster now has it ready to go. The ball will be moved to midfield.
Teams battling for possession. Marcioni in the middle of the field. They're trying to get it to her as Abby Melnicki had it momentarily. And she tried to find Marcioni, but Unitigo knows that Marcioni is the focal point offensively, and they've been keying on her in this opening minute of the first half.
Yeah, it'll be a throw-in. Kelly Brennan.
Ball still in play, nearly rolled out of bounds, but play goes on. And now it goes out of bounds. It's a throw-in for the Spartans.
Yeah, Brennan ends up tripping up one of the Unitigo Spartans, so there's a whistle, and they'll switch and go in the other direction. 25-30, showing on the clock, opening period of play. Remember, opening period is a half.
And it was a free kick, not a throw-in, so it was a foul on Sequoia Valley. And Helen Beck is able to clear that ball out of the box as Unitigo had Sarah Menina possibly threatening for the Lady Spartans. Ball right at midfield, and it comes down on the foot of Leah Hanel.
Yeah, Cassidy Hasselman that try and tried to head the ball, actually wasn't in a good position, and missed the head.
Cassidy Hasselman plays it up, and it's in Unitigo territory. Hanel along the far sides keeps it in play. Now it's over to Manzanero. Manzanero looking upfield for Tanner Reed, and Reed was able to get it for a moment, but it's just cleared out of bounds by a Sequoia Valley defender, and it'll be a throw-in for Unitigo.
Chris Brown and the staff at Brown's Pharmacy on Main Street in Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card. They get to know you and your family. They offer fast, friendly service the way it should be. Always accepting new customers at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla.
Throw-in for Unitigo. And they will get another one as they are pretty deep in Sequoia Valley territory trying to get their first legitimate scoring opportunity of the contest. Ball just outside of the box, and now it is centered. Closest player there for Unitigo is Mariah Scott, but Sequoia Valley is able to clear it away.
Well, that was one of those situations where the ball was more or less unattended in front of the goal, but no Unitigo players were there to take advantage of that open ball.
Ball comes back. Sequoia Valley might have a rally here as they look to turn the corner on Leah Hanel. And Hanel kicks it off the foot of number 15, Abby Melnicki, so it's a throw-in Unitigo.
Yeah, Hanel, only a freshman, really putting on the steam.
Play resumes, ball right in front of the Unitigo bench. Hanel with it, and she tries to get it to Katrina Clark, but Clark doesn't get there, and Sequoia Valley gets the throw-in. Sequoia Valley with possession. Now it comes back to the foot of Courtney Bullis for Unitigo. Hanel plays it up, and there is some contact, and that's a foul on Unitigo, so a free kick for the Lady Indians.
want to give a shout-out to all of the fans along the line from Sequoia Valley who are joining us via streaming today, because remember, WCDO is now streaming live all sports games on all computers.
Marchione with the free kick, but that shot goes well wide of the net, and Foster will have a goal kick. Mia Salvatore checks in for the Sequoia Valley Indians. She replaces Cassidy Hasselman.
And it's going to be a ball that will be kicked in by Katrina Clark.
Foster with the goal kick. It's a low line drive. Unitigo still with possession. Their defensive line has been pretty busy in this opening half, but still no score in this contest. Class C teams doing battle, Section 3 and Section 4. Under 22 minutes to play in the first half, nearly a quarter of a way through this game. And despite the fact that there's no score here, it seems like Sequoia Valley has had just one or two more chances than Unitigo has.
That ball was kicked in there by Marchione. It caught one of the Unitigo Spartans in the head. It bounds out at midfield, and look out, here come the Spartans.
Spartans look to get it to Mariah Scott, but Scott is surrounded by three Sequoia Valley defenders, and now chasing the ball out of bounds is Siobhan Conley, but she won't get there. Yeah. It's a throw-in for Unitigo.
Yeah, it's going to be on the near side, so Mariah Scott will be throwing it in from about what would be the 20-yard line in football.
And now she does throw it in, tries to get it to Mariah Scott. And Scott can't keep it in place, so Sequoia Valley will be awarded the throw-in.
We happen to have excellent facilities here at Bolton High School. We have not only a massive stadium as far as a turf field and lots of bleachers, we also have a fine press box actually inhabited by us and by a film crew from Unitigo.
There's a left-footed shot from Casey Manzanero, but it was an easy save for the keeper, Allison Gaffney.
Yeah, Gaffney now kicks it away and gets it out to midfield. And it's going to be Unitigo who will chase that loose ball down again.
Ball played to the middle of the field.
Yeah, Mariah Scott putting it back in.
And Unitigo player goes down, but play goes on. No whistle.
Elisa Marchione now gets the ball for Sequoia Valley.
Ball played back to Cardillo. And Brianne Cardillo just boots it downfield. And it comes to Leah Hanau. Ball still in play, trying to get it to the corner. Unitigo trying to get it in the corner. That one's taken away from Sequoia Valley, but it comes back to Tanner Reed. Reed has it, and she plays it over to Manzanero.
Ooh.
Manzanero with a shot and a save by Gaffney.
Senior Casey Manzanero chipped it up over the defenseman, but right there to get it was Allison Gaffney, the goalkeeper for Sequoia Valley.
Ball goes out of play, and it will be a Lady Spartans throw-in. As we have nearly 19 minutes to play in the first half. Still looking for our game's first goal between Sequoia Valley and Unitigo. Winner of this game will go on to Cortland next week to continue their quest for a state title. Ball played back by Siobhan Conley to the keeper, Gaffney. Gaffney got rid of it rather quickly, but Unitigo still with possession on Sequoia Valley side of the field, and there's another Sequoia Valley clear. Their defenders have held strong so far in this first half. Marchione has it. She looked to get it to Mia Salvatore. That one's intercepted by Unitigo. And that will just roll out of bounds, throwing for the Indians. Sequoia Valley with the throwing. Still with possession. Salvatore trying to get it to Hasselman.
Pretty much all play right about at midfield on the far side of the field in front of the Unitigo stands.
Now the ball's in the center of the field.
And coming to the near side.
Mariah Scott was able to get it right in front of the Sequoia Valley bench, and she will get a throw-in as Kelly Brennan could not keep it in play for the Lady Indians.
down in the right corner. And look out, it's going to be one of those over-the-back type of kicks. It does not go where they wanted it to, and the ball will be brought back out to midfield where Kayla Talbot will put her foot to it.
And there is a foul on the Lady Spartans, so Sequoia Valley will get a free kick right in front of their own bench.
This game being brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Proud to sponsor soccer on WCDO. When you need a vehicle, visit Butler Auto Sales with over 120 vehicles to choose from Fords and Chevys to Hondas and Toyotas. You'll find them all with the lowest prices around.
Julie Carbone has it for Unitigo, and she plays it back to Tanner Reed. And there's a turnover for the Spartans. Kelly Brennan was able to get it for the Indians. And she plays it to the corner, but Mia Salvatore, her teammate, will not chase it down. And it will be a goal kick for Robin Foster.
16 minutes now, showing on the clock. Ball at the Unitigo end of the field. Going to be cleared out of there by Robin Foster.
And Cassidy Hasselman checks back in for Sequoia Valley, replacing Mia Salvatore. Indians with it. It's Brennan. And there's a turnover for the Indians. Unitigo takes over.
Way on the far side of the field, it's going to be Amy Denton putting the foot to the ball.
Now the ball making its way towards us along the near sideline. And it's Sequoia Valley with possession. Marcioni looking up for Abby Melnicki, but that one's cleared away by Leah Hanel. She was able to get her foot there first.
Ooh, Marcioni manages to get around Taylor Talbot.
A great shot for Breanne Cardillo, but a nice save by the keeper, Robin Foster.
Yeah, Robin Foster that time, really, she had one of her own players in front of her, so all of a sudden that ball just came out of nowhere. She was able to spot it and nail it down, and the ball will be kicked out of bounds way across the way on the far side.
Marcioni dodged away around not one but two defenders, made a good pass to Cardillo in the box, and Cardillo with a good shot, but it was right at Foster, and she made the save.
I'll tell you, that makes everybody in Unitigo breathe a bit of a sigh of relief. Look out, here comes Casey Manzanero as she brings it across the field to the near side.
And Sequoia Valley back with possession. They're just looking to work it towards the middle of the field. Unitigo defenders have been they've all been busy trying to keep that defensive line strong.
You understand why you see a lot of Marcioni, but you also see a whole lot of Kelly Brennan. She is all over the place for, look out, here we go.
Ball in the box, but Foster comes out and gets her hands on it before two or three, maybe even four Sequoia Valley players got to the ball.
Yeah, that was a serious threat right there, folks. That was not a possible threat. That was a serious threat. Here comes Sarah Menina. She has the ball at midfield and will go back in there to Casey Manzanera. And Manzanera will go all the way to the far side. The ball to Tori Hollequist, the sophomore.
And Hollequist looked to center it, but Sequoia Valley is able to keep it away. And now they will have a throw-in along the far sidelines with under 15 minutes to play in the first half.
The ball actually went up under the stands on the hillside in the far way, but they've got another ball to throw on in. This ball game being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the Tri-County area and beyond for over 150 years, putting the customer first every single day. NBT, cheers your quest for the state titles, both Franklin and Unitigo. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Throw in for the Spartans on the Sequoia Valley half of the field. Unitigo has had a good amount of possession time on their opponent's half, but haven't gotten too many good shot opportunities yet. Manzanero with it. She heads it on. Sequoia Valley tries to clear it. It took them a couple of tries, but they do it for the moment.
Ball going to be headed again by Unitigo, but this time it'll end up coming to the near sidelines out of bounds.
Another sub for Unitigo as Hazel Hanel checks back in. The eighth grader Hanel replaces number five, Tori Hollequist.
And Tori Hollequist is a sophomore. lots of youth to balance some pretty darn good seniors.
Ball right at midfield. It's booted up in the air by Unitigo.
Yeah, Kayla Talbot put it way high. Nobody there to come down, and the ball's just going to bounce out of bounds. Throw in Sequoia Valley.
Ball with Hollenbeck.
Ooh.
And Unitigo might have a chance here. At number two, Julie Carbone was trying to get to the ball, but it's cleared away by Sequoia Valley.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where the ball was beautifully centered. Sarah Menina led Carbone going to the basket, to the net, but there was a defender in there who said, "I won't be stopped." She cleared it away.
Free kick for the Indians.
12 minutes, 11 seconds, opening half. Still a scoreless ball game for those of you just joining us. The ball being played at midfield by the Lady Spartans.
And it's Hazel Hanel with it. Tries to head it on to a teammate, but Marcioni just clears it downfield, and the keeper, Foster, will just play it on a couple of hops, and now both teams will reset downfield.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where all the players were in the center of the field. The ball was kicked away. Foster comes back, brings it back into the center of the whole mess.
Mariah Scott looks to center it to teammate Sarah Menina. Menina has been in the middle of the field for Unitigo on the offensive attack, and she's had the ball a couple of times, but it hasn't been able to get a good, clear shot off in this first half.
Mariah Scott decides that she doesn't want to throw it in, hands the ball off to Kayla Talbot. Talbot will be the one that will be throwing it in from midfield.
And she tries to get it to Manzanero. Manzanero looks up to Mariah Scott. Scott keeps it in play, but Siobhan Conley chases it down, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah,
for the keeper, Alyssa Gaffney.
Yeah, rolls out of bounds, way down to our right. Now all of a sudden the sun beginning to cut through the clouds, so the opportunity for this game to get a whole lot more comfortable for the fans is coming up as sun comes onto the field here at Fulton.
And Malene Hollenbeck takes the kick instead of Gaffney. And Unitigo plays this one on, and Gaffney comes out of the net and picks it up on one hop, and now she boots this one away. High kick towards the far sidelines. Hazel Hanel was there for the Lady Spartans. Both teams still battling for it. Ball right at midfield.
This is one of those where it's just simply going from team to team to team. It's not a whole series of plays put together by any one team. Look out, here comes Marcioni.
And Marcioni went down, no whistle.
Yeah, she and Casey Manzanero just collided. Both of them went down very briefly. Manzanero is up now and will clear the ball downfield for Unitigo.
And the ball is played back by Conley. She plays it back to the keeper, Allison Gaffney. Here's Hanel looking up for Mariah Scott, but she was offside.
It was one of those where you simply just try to clear the ball away. That's exactly what Conley tried to do, but here again, it just came down into a mass of players. Gets kicked from one to the next. No sustained drive.
Under 10 minutes to go. Free kick for the Lady Indians. Marcioni will try to run this one down, but it goes out of play right in front of the Unitigo bench, and she just picks it up for the quick throw-in. They're looking to get it to Kelly Brennan in the corner. Brennan centers it. Ball in the box. Sequoia Valley looking for a shot opportunity, but Unitigo clears it away.
Yeah, but the ball is going to be put right back in by Ricky. Her foot from midfield moves it right back in front of the net. Now it will go to the far sidelines, and finally, that won't go out of bounds. Yes, now it's going to be kicked out of bounds.
And it will be a throw-in for the Lady Spartans as Tori Hollequist will check back in for Unitigo, and Hollequist still trying to find her replacement. A throw-in now for Sequoia Valley as it's a quick turnover, and she came in for Mariah Scott. So Mariah Scott, the junior, takes a quick breather for Unitigo. Unitigo is able to clear it away yet again here as Sequoia Valley tries to center in the box, but Unitego defense is able to keep it away.
Yeah, out of bounds, far side. The law offices of Dolores Fogarty of Main Street in Unadilla is happy to bring this game to you. They've been meeting the legal needs of the communities for many, many years. She's proud to be a local supporter of all high school sports in the Tri-Town area. 369-3000. You can call that number for Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law.
7.5 minutes to play in the first half, Sequoia Valley and Unitego. And Elisa Marchione is able to get all the way in the box, and that ball is just wide. Marchione was able to get around several defenders. The keeper, Foster, came out.
And we look at a situation down here where we happen to have Elisa Marchione, who is arguing with an official. Now she gets a warning card. So as a result, she has to pay the price. She was not happy. She was their top scorer this year. So far, she has over 30 goals, and that is among the leaders in all of Section 3. Now she's on the sidelines sitting things out. Not a happy camper. And the ball will be kicked in by Robin Foster.
So Marchione is issued a yellow card late in this first half.
Well, the kick comes in, but they decide that it was that the officials weren't ready yet, so they send it back down to Robin Foster, and she'll do it all over again. 7:10 on the clock and scoreless ball game.
So Foster with take number two on the goal kick, and officials were ready for that one. Marchione on the sidelines for the final few minutes of this half. We'll see how the Sequoia Valley offense does without her on the field.
Brianne Cardillo for the Sequoia team playing across the way.
Ball in the corner as defender Kayla Talbot chases it down for Unitego, and it will be a corner kick as it goes off of number 15 for Sequoia Valley, Audi Malnicki.
It's interesting having four teams here. All of a sudden I'm looking down and saying, what the heck is Sequoia Valley? And then I have to look and say, Indians. We'll find it.
Ball headed on by Tori Hallequist. Comes back to Sequoia Valley on the foot of Siobhan Conley. Conley plays it to Melnicki. Melnicki over to Cardillo. Now it's over to Salvatore. And that one's taken away by Sarah Menina for Unitego. But Sequoia Valley responds. They get the ball right back.
One thing that Unitego is really good at is they collapse in defensively. So once the ball gets to that end of the field, a lot of green jerseys.
Throw in for Sequoia Valley as Elisa Marchione gets ready to check back in. I thought maybe she might take the rest of this first half off, but with 5.5 minutes to play, she awaits to get back in.
Now, being the scoring machine, I don't think that the Indians can afford that. Ball right at midfield. It's going to be headed away by Kayla Talbot, and it will go out of bounds, be picked up by one of the Unitego coaches, and thrown back to one of the players.
Abby Melnicki with it for the Indians, but she turns it over to Casey Manzanero. And Gaffney, the keeper for Sequoia Valley, comes out of the net and picks it up as Manzanero booted it downfield, but no harm there for her as she's able to corral it rather easily.
Yeah, Casey has a good foot, so she can move the ball down very quickly. Sometimes she gets it out in front of all the players a little too far.
Hanel with it for the Spartans, looks to get it to the middle of the field, but Sequoia Valley keeping it toward the sidelines. And now it's Hanel again. Both Hanel sisters out on the field. That's number 15, Leah, the freshman, with it. The Hanel sisters, boy, are they young. Leah Hanel, a freshman, and Hazel Hanel, a eighth grader.
Two-handed pass being brought in on the far side for Unitego.
Julie Carbone had it for the moment, and this one will roll out of play for the throw-in as Marchione is able to check back into the game with 4 minutes to play in the half.
Marchione, This game being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. They have everything from bedding to furniture to toys and tools. You'll get a good deal and a good deal more at the Catalog Outlet Store.
Unitigo with it. Ball played back to Hallequist. And now it comes down to Hollenbeck, the defender for Sequoia Valley.
We're also down inside 3.5 minutes. Still scoreless ball game, Billy. Remember, we do have another game coming up. It's going to be Poland against Franklin. That game coming up, 3 o'clock is what they schedule it as being. This is actually part of a triple header here today because the 5:30 contest will be against it'll be Liverpool against Gilderland. Section 3 against Section 2. Look out. Ball loose heading into the Unitigo end of the field, but it's going to be guided out of bounds as it will be Katrina Clark, the senior, who comes to the near sideline with it.
Quick throw in for Marcioni. She gets it over to Brennan. Brennan with the shot, and that one goes wide. That was a shot from about 25 yards out, and it went wide of the net, so Foster will get a new soccer ball, and she'll get the goal kick.
Now we're down to 2.5 minutes. So both of these teams have had scoring opportunities. No team has been domineering. Much of the play has been between, I was going to say the 30 and the 30. We'll just say at midfield. Got to break out of the football terminology here, folks.
Sequoia Valley with it on the Unitigo half of the field looking to make a threat. And it's Marcioni. The ball bounced over defender, and Marcioni's shot hit the crossbar. Ball still in the box, and Unitigo tries to clear it. Still in the corner. Closest player there is Serena Kiss for Sequoia Valley.
Yeah, and with that, Kiss managed to kick it right into Hazel Hanel. And Hanel had to go out of bounds off her, so it'll be a throw-in at the far sidelines for the Indians.
I said Serena Kiss, I meant to say Cassidy Hassaman. They're both number 10 on the roster, so Hassaman was the closest one in the corner, and there was a goal kick now for Foster. With this turf field, the ball has a lot more bounce to it, and the Unitigo defender, I think, underestimated the bounce of the ball. It went right over her head, and that allowed Marcioni to have a good look at the net, and she got it up and over Foster, but she hit the crossbar, no goal.
Now the ball will be brought down by Marcioni, but it's going to be taken away by green uniforms. Unitigo in green today. It is Sequoia Valley in white.
Under 1 minute to go in the half. Leah Hanel with it. Plays it back.
All the action now on the far side of the field, right in front of the stands with a big sign that says Lady Spartans.
Unitigo still with it.
Now
ball played up to Carbone.
We're down under 30 seconds in that fast clock.
Casey Manzanero had it for a moment, and now she heads it on, tries to get it to Sarah Menina. And the ball comes back to Kelly Brennan for the Lady Indians. We have 15 seconds to go.
Yeah, Tori Hallequist gave a great effort there, but that was it, and this should be it right here. 9-8-7. They probably won't even get time to throw it in again, and the teams come to the near sidelines. It is a soccer Saturday. We're at halftime here as the Unitigo Spartans have battled the Sequoia Lady Indians to a nothing-nothing tie as we move to halftime. It's a Soccer Saturday on WCDO.
I'm a beatbox kind of guy. I like to all day long and mix it up to my heart's content. That's why I Kasasa. Kasasa Tunes is a free checking account that gives me free iTunes each and every month and even more free downloads just for signing up. So I'm rocking out with an account that has no minimum balance and coast-to-coast ATM fee refunds. But maybe what moves you is more cash in your pocket. So you choose Kasasa Cash, a free checking account that pays you massive interest and gives it back to you in cash every month, plus no minimum balance and nationwide ATM fee refunds. So whether it's music or cash that moves you, Kasasa gives you back what you want. That's groovy, baby. So do you, Kasasa?
Don't just bank. Kasasa. Kasasa Cash and Tunes. Only available at America's finest community banking institutions. Certain restrictions apply. See financial institution for details. iTunes is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
Kasasa, now at National Bank of Delaware County. Member FDIC.
They've got them all at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Over 120 vehicles to choose from every day. Butler Auto Sales features the area's most experienced sales team, including Robert Dan, Mark Bryden, and Tom Pewty. And Mike Butler is now happy to welcome Jerome Gales with 35 years' experience. The Butler lot is filled with great gas mileage vehicles, every make and model. And with the extension of the SFCU OMG loan sale,
you'll get record low interest rates.
At Butler Auto Sales, they're actually selling 2011 and 12 models for the same price as the other guys are selling 2009s and 10s. Go ahead and compare. You'll see why so many Tri-County area residents buy their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. As Mike says,
no reasonable offer will be refused.
Over 120 vehicles on the lot right now. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Needing to buy a new furnace or fuel to burn it? Well, apply for a low-interest home energy loan from Shindello Federal Credit Union. You can borrow up to $2,500 at an incredible 2% APR for up to 12 months. New money only. Just bring a bill or receipt no older than 6 months, and Shindello will reimburse you. It can be used for fuel oil, propane, electric, pellets, wood, and pellet stoves or furnaces. The home energy loan from Shindello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Only 2% APR for up to 12 months. Some restrictions may apply. Member NCUA.
Proud sponsorship of the Unitigo and Franklin girls soccer teams today includes Bergen's Auto Service, Main Street, Franklin, offering expert car and truck repair for 36 years. Dawn's Deli, Main Street, Franklin. Super specials, baked goods, and lots more, including the best waitresses around. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, serving the Tri-County area. And the law office of Dolores G. Fogarty, Main Street, Unadilla, serving the legal needs of our communities for many years. These generous sponsors cheer on the Lady Spartans and the Franklin Purple Devils. When you think of true hometown service, think Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card. Pharmacist Chris Brown and his staff get to know you and your family. At Brown's Pharmacy, customers know that they're not just a number because Brown's Pharmacy cares. So if you find yourself needing to change pharmacies, stop into Brown's Pharmacy. Always accepting new customers on Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Brown's Pharmacy, where you can still receive true personal service like it should be. Call today, 369-2131. That's 369-2131.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Billy and Harry back here as Unitigo takes on Sequoia Valley. These two teams won their respective sections. They are now in the state tournament. And the Unitigo Lady Spartans, Harry, a team that falls within our region. We followed this football team throughout the season as well. Now we get to see the girls' soccer team as well, and they are in a scoreless tie right now with Sequoia Valley through the first 40 minutes.
Well, we have a lot of activity going on around the area today. Not only do we have soccer going on, we have football going on. We talked about a halftime score between Maine Endwell and Casnovia. For those of you who happen to be following Section 4 football, Maine Endwell has a regional winner. 50-14 is the final score of that contest as Maine Endwell defeats the Lakers of Casnovia. In a far western game, we have Hornell over Cleveland Hill in the fourth quarter. It is 14-6 is the score there. Coming up later on today, starting at 2:30 in the afternoon, it'll be the contest between Scania Atlas, also the Lakers, taking on Chenango Forks. That is a battle of the unbeatens. Both of those teams, 10-0 records, and that game being played up at East Syracuse Manoah. And that will be the second game of an exciting day of football. Binghamton, 8-2, taking on Christian Brothers Academy in a 6 o'clock contest. CBA is unbeaten. And we remind you again that the contest here of the second half of our doubleheader will be Franklin against Poland. That one coming up at about 3 o'clock this afternoon here in Fulton. It will be game number 2 of a triple header. The night game is going to be the Gilderman Dutchman in the playoff action for the first time. They have a 15-3-1 record, and they will be taking on Liverpool, trying for the second straight title. The Warriors have a 14-5 record, 14-5-0 if we go down to the minute sections of the work. So, Mr. Billy, you are going to be going on, and you're keeping your eye on what's happening in Oneonta to
yep.
see how things are going there. Any word on games?
In the first game today, Montclair State defeated Salve Regina. So the Red Hawks from Montclair State will make it to the second round. They will be playing tomorrow on Oneonta campus again at 1:30. And the Oneonta State Red Dragons are in action right now against MIT, and they are also in a scoreless tie as well. Don't know what minute they are in the game. I think that game got started around 1 or 1:30, so I would assume they're still in the first half.
How did Montclair State do? I know they won, but do you not have a score on
last
that?
Last time, I just know they won. The one update that I did get was a 1-0 score. I don't know if they added to that lead or not, but they won the game by at least a score of 1-0. I do know that. So the Red Hawks are a team that went to the Final Four last year, will do it again. And as I said before, it would be pretty cool if Oneonta were to win their game, because then tomorrow two teams that went all the way to the Final Four would meet in the second round, so obviously only one of them could get to the Final Four.
You
this
don't
year.
Want to be too enthusiastic, do you? We'll be back with the start of this ball game. Coming back up, we have about 2 minutes until game time as they're batting right through halftime. It's a Saturday of soccer here on WCDO.
The OMG loan sale is EXT at SFCU.
Was that English?
Extended EXT. The SFCU OMG auto loan sale has been extended. So, FYI, you can still get loan rates as low as 1.15% APR.
Oh my goodness, loan rates still as low as 1.15% APR?
It's the perfect time to BTNV.
What the heck is BTNV?
Buy that new vehicle.
Now you're pushing it.
And it's the perfect time to refinance your current auto loan from another financial institution. The OMG loan sale at SFCU. You'll LOL when you get rates as low as 1.15% APR. Oh, and P.S. Ask about exceptional low rates on other secured loans and signature loans. It's as easy as E equals MC squared.
Oh, boy.
SFCU, your new BFF, federally insured by NCUA. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're all about you.
It was the first sale of its kind in the area, and now it's back. Yes, the Free If It Snow sales event is back for the holidays at the Catalog Outlet stores. Through December 23rd, save in every department of the Catalog Outlet's large inventory of everything for your home, for every room in your home. Furniture, of course, and mattress sets in all sizes and styles. Select from makers that you know and trust, like Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Liberty, Harden, Spring Air, Eclipse, and others. And then if it snows 6 inches or more on New Year's Eve, that's 6 inches or more New Year's Eve, the Catalog Outlet will refund your merchandise purchase of $249 or more. What a great way to end the year. So get complete details by shopping the Catalog Outlet store nearest you. They're all open 7 days a week. In Unadilla on the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets. In Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street. On State Highway 12 between North Norwich and Sherburn. And now in Margaretville at 743 Main Street. Super selection, lowest prices around, and the chance to get your purchase free if it snows only at the Catalog Outlet, where you always get the best for less.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Billy back at Fulton High School. It is a Saturday afternoon of soccer here on WCDO. Billy, we have two number 10s that were on the roster for Sequoia Valley, and I guess we have cleared up a mystery. You've got the details?
Yes, Serena Kiss, the freshman, is the number 10 that's actually out on the field. I was saying Cassidy has them that entire first half, and I do apologize for that, but with the two 10s on the roster, things just got a bit confused, but we have cleared that up at halftime. It is Serena Kiss, not Cassidy Hasselman.
And Hasselman is out for the season. Was that she had a broken leg? Is that what I hear? Heard discussion.
She was called up. She's from JV, from what I've been told, and she is on the sidelines for this game right now. We got to see her play though. So it is a free kick right now for Elisa Marcioni as both teams switch sides for this second half for the final 40 minutes of this contest. Marcioni with a free kick, ball kicked into the box, and the Spartans are trying to clear it, and it's out of the box, but not out of harm's way, as Brianne Cardillo has it. She gets around one defender, but she's not able to get a good shot opportunity off.
This is the first time that we've really seen a serious threat put on by either team. Sequoia Valley that time pounded it in. It was repelled. They pounded it back in again and repelled again, and it'll be thrown in, this time by Talma Jordan.
And going back to that first half, you had Marcioni hit the crossbar in one shot, and then another shot from Cardillo that was right at the keeper, Robin Foster. So the Sequoia Valley Lady Indians might have had a couple extra chances in that first half more than Unitigo.
So as we look at the second half action, there's one significant difference. It's called the sun. The sun now really breaking out quite a bit. And look out, it's going to be Unitigo on the attack, but it will be the ball going out of bounds on the far side.
Yeah, it will be a free kick for the Indians as the Spartans committed a foul. Hollenbeck takes that kick for Sequoia Valley. Ball still in play right at midfield along the far sidelines. It's over to Casey Manzanero. Manzanero looking for Hallequist, and that one is taken away by Jenna Mazza.
And Mazza is fast. She's moving around, taking it all herself. Now finally gets the kick away, and coming out, it's going to be goalkeeper Robin Foster.
The Indians knocking on the door early in the second half. Mazza, the sophomore midfielder, showing off her speed just moments ago. Now it's Unitigo with the chance. They try to get the ball to Sarah Menina, and instead the Sequoia Valley defender just plays it back to her own keeper, Allison Gaffney.
Yeah, and Gaffney is such a powerful goalkeeper. She knew exactly what to do with it. Now the ball is back out at midfield, and look out, on the attack, it is going to be Jenna Mazza.
Mazza gets in the box, and it will be a corner kick for the Indians. Ball was deflected off the Unitigo defender.
Yeah, I believe that time that it was Courtney Bullis who was in there. So as a result, we're going to have a corner kick. The ball on the near sidelines. And we have all sorts of instructions being shouted now by Unitigo saying where they want their players to be.
Marcioni with the corner kick. Foster comes out. She's out of the net. A lot of bodies in the box, but Unitigo is able to clear it away. Ball high up in the air now. Back to around midfield, and Unitigo survives that corner kick.
Yeah, both of the fullbacks playing right at the corners of the goal that time did a fine job of clearing the ball away and freeing up Robin Foster. Look out, though. It's going to be on the attack, number 15. That's Abby Melnicki. She's not going to get off a good shot.
Ball comes back to Hollenbeck. And Hollenbeck kicks it out of play. It will be a Unitigo throw-in.
Mike and Kathy Butler support the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Congratulations for outstanding seasons. And remember, the Butler Auto Service Department will keep your family safe during this coming winter driving season. Ask for the financing options for service work at Butler Auto. Call them 563-1522.
Ball at midfield yet again. It's Jenna Mazza looking up. And Marcioni is able to get it. Marcioni defended by Kayla Talbot. Ball's over to Serena Kiss. And Kiss's shot is partially blocked. And Unitigo clears it.
And once again, it will be the defensive unit of the Spartans who are managed to get that ball back to midfield on the attack. Who do you expect to see? Elisa Marchione.
Casey Manzanero with it
for the Lady Spartans.
And Mazza's able to come in and clear that one out of play. Unitigo will get the throw-in, and now they sub Tanner Reed, the eighth grader, back into the game. She replaces Courtney Bullis.
It's just simply a catch your breath time with the football. Now it is going to be Cassidy Newman, the sophomore.
Free kick upcoming for the Lady Spartans. Cassidy Newman will take it. Under 34 minutes to play in the second half. Ball got a piece of the official as play goes on. Back to Tanner Reed. And the Indians are able to clear it away.
Leah Hanel now on the defensive unit for the Unitigo Spartans. Cleans it away herself. She gets it out to Casey Manzanero. And Manzanero is the one who finally moves it down toward the left end of the field.
Ball is out of play, and it will be a throw-in for Unitigo.
Cassidy Newman.
And there is a foul on Sequoia Valley, so it's a free kick for Unitigo.
So Newman was the one who threw it in. Now she will be the one who will be kicking it. She puts the ball right down at midfield and approaches the football, and here we go.
That ball goes all the way to the keeper as Gaffney corrals that one, and she'll kick this one away.
Yeah, Allison Gaffney that time came out of the goal just to get that ball. There was nobody around her, so it wasn't on the attack. Look out. Sierra Kiss has the ball. Or Serena Kiss.
Kiss plays it over to Malnicki. Now they try to find Marchione in the corner, but Katrina Clark, a defender for Unitigo, was all over Marchione to keep it away from her.
Yeah, Mariah Scott, the last one to touch that ball, flicks it away out of bounds over on the far side. There'll be a throw-in over there.
Gabrielle Link checks in for Sequoia Valley as Serena Kiss will come out of the game for the moment.
I want to welcome listeners along the line who are listening to our streaming audio today. Got people in Buffalo, New York City, and all the way from the Villages down in Central Florida.
And there's a free kick for the Spartans. But Sequoia Valley gets possession. Nice individual effort by Melnicki for the Indians.
And again, a fullback clearing that ball away as it gets down toward the Unitigo end of the field.
Marchione with a shot, but that one is wide, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be a goal kick for Robin Foster.
31-20 showing on the clock. Scoreless ball game. Second half action. Terry and Billy.
Sequoia Valley, their sidelines wanted a call as there was some contact, but play goes on. And it'll be a throw-in for Cassidy Newman as she tries to get it up to her teammate Tori Hollequist. And that one is out of play again. As there's some confusion right in front of the Sequoia Valley bench. And it will be a throw-in for the Indians.
Yeah, right in front of the Sequoia Valley bench. Ball's got to be moved down to Gabriel Link down in the corner.
And that is out of play, and it'll be a throw-in for Unitigo now.
Yeah, Leah Hanel was the one who managed to kick that ball, and it went off of Link's shins, out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in.
Mazza looks to center it. Ball comes back to Brennan. Brennan with the shot, and that one goes wide.
Yeah, it's going to be out of bounds, and that'll be Robin Foster who will bring it in. She puts it at the corner of the box over on the far side, steps back, and is going to be kicking it from there. Kayla Talbot, one of the fullbacks over on the far side.
10 minutes into the second half. Both teams still looking for their first goal of the game.
It's going to be a throw-in for Unitigo over on the far side.
And that one is kicked high and out of play.
Yeah, Kayla Talbot takes the ball from the ball person. She's ready to throw it in now. Talbot, a senior.
Serena Kiss back at the check-in table, waiting to get back in the game. Casey Manzanero plays this ball on, and Sarah Mania is not able to chase it down, and it's cleared away by Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck, yeah, one of three or four defenders on that D-line for Sequoia Valley.
Mariah Scott moving the ball to the far side at midfield. Great play by Tanner Reed. She was over there and had the ball go out of bounds.
Manzanero plays it on, and it's going to be all the way back to the keeper, Gaffney.
Yeah, and one of the fullbacks for Sequoia Valley just simply escorts the ball back, and it's going to be kicked away finally by Allison Gaffney. Back at midfield, Casey Manzanero with it.
And Manzanero clears it again downfield towards Gaffney.
Yeah, Gaffney's going to kick it back out again. We just play this all around. So this time she will boot it away, and the ball is back at midfield.
Tanner Reed has it.
Reed off on the near side to Tori Halliquist.
Now Jenna Maza gets it for Sequoia Valley, but only for the moment, as Cassidy Newman takes it away for the Lady Spartans. Now it's Julie Carbone.
Carbone off to the near side to Menina, and going in on the attack is Mariah Scott, but the ball will be cleared away by Allison Gaffney.
So Unitigo slowly starting to turn the momentum in this game, and that prompts some cheers from the Sequoia Valley section.
Yeah, some of these Sequoia Valley very tough guys, the guys that are shirtless and painted, stomping on the bleachers off to our right. The clouds are thinning. This field is now pretty much bask in sunlight. It is not a warm sunlight yet. Still chilly. A lot of coffee being carried around this field. Ball thrown in, hit right back out again.
Throw in for Unitigo. Halliquist will take it. Tanner Reed is the closest Unitigo player to the ball, but Jenna Maza steps in for the Indians and clears it to the other half of the field.
Yeah.
Ball comes back to Newman.
As we have said so many times, neither team dominating. This is one of those pretty much evened up games. We're going to have Hessel Hanel with the football now as she comes to the near sideline, but it is going to roll out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in, Jordan Talma for Sequoia Valley.
Unitigo takes that ball back, and now we get a whistle, and it will be a free kick, Sequoia Valley.
How come you got your hands in your pockets, Billy? Is it cold out here? I'll tell you, I was writing with one hand, and I'm noticing it already. Ball going to be spotted down. The Indians will be kicking it away. It is going to be Hollenbeck.
Hollenbeck with a good kick into the box. Jenna Maza was there with it, but that goes off her foot and out of bounds. And as a result, Robin Foster has a goal kick.
So Foster carrying it across to the far side. That is to her advantage because with a strong right foot, she is able to guide the football out, not to one of her players. It's going to be Unitigo giving up possession of the football.
And there is a foul on Sequoia Valley. Marcioni lost her footing with the soccer ball, and then she tripped into a Unitigo player.
Elisa Marcioni, as we mentioned, has had 30 goals so far this season. She has been a scoring machine. She's been a bit thwarted today, not keeping her too happy. Jenna Maza trying to get the football for the Indians.
Tanner Reed battling with Danielle Rickey, and it's Rickey with the ball.
Yeah, Ricky Wright at midfield comes down. It's going to be batted away. Casey Manzanera moves it back to center field.
Ball with Carbone. Over to Menina.
Menina crosses it to the near side. Looks out. It's going to be picked up by... Who is that? Hazel Hanel again?
And Hanel was close to it. And Unitigo has a corner kick. It's going to be Cassidy Newman coming down to take this corner kick. Unitigo's first of the afternoon.
Newman, a sophomore, spots the football where she wants it and is ready to go.
This could be a big opportunity for Unitigo with 24 minutes remaining in the half. Newman gets set.
She puts that ball up in front of the... Oh, look out. This could be it. No, the ball was going to be headed away in there, and it is going to be hit out. Did Katrina Clark hit that one?
I thought it looked like Sarah Menina was the one who got her head on the soccer ball.
Yep.
And she couldn't get it into the back of the net, but just a good kick nonetheless by Newman.
Just a little bit wide to the right. So with that, it's going to be put up by Allison Gaffney, and she will return it back to play, but boom, immediately the ball will be put back in by the Unitigo Spartans. It's going to be stopped again by Gaffney, but a couple of shots on goal very quickly. Ball comes out to midfield. Two number sevens are going at it. Clark against Marchione.
And Marchione finds Kiss. Serena Kiss is able to get around one defender. Kiss gets in the box. Now she's just trying to keep the ball in bounds, and it rolls out of play.
Yeah, Leah Hanel, the freshman, did a good job that time of getting that ball away from the net, moving it off toward the side. Just complicate things a little bit. Shandello Federal Credit Union at 114 Main Street in Franklin is offering outstanding low rates. Right now, take 2.5 APR off all vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates. Remember, Shandello's one-size-fits-all loan policy.
Marchione tried a shot, but she lost her footing. Sequoia Valley still with it. There's a center, and there's a header. That one's in the back of the net. Sequoia Valley scores the goal. 22-14 on the clock, and the Lady Indians take a 1-0 lead. Jenna Mazza centered that ball to the box, and I wasn't sure. I didn't catch the number of the player who actually headed that ball in the back of the net, but it was Mazza who was the one that headed it, the one that centered it to the box.
So they are whooping it up just a little bit, and we will find out who is going to be given official credit for scores and for the any assists that come down. That score coming at 22-14. And we'll wait for the official to give us the official person as who headed it in.
It was Serena Kiss.
So Kiss gets the score. You're going to give Mazza the assist?
Mazza was the one that passed it to Kiss, and Serena Kiss with a beautiful header into the back of the net. So pressure is all on Unitigo now. With the final 21 minutes and change, they need a goal. Serena Kiss, a freshman, and that prompts a chant from the Sequoia Valley student section.
So holding up her hand, trying to slow things down a little bit. Cassidy Newman now will move the ball in, goes into Tanner Reed. The ball is going to be cleared away toward midfield. Down quickly is Kayla Talbot. Talbot moves it down toward the goal, and it's going to be Gaffney who comes out of the goal and grabs it down, now kicks it away.
Ball headed on by Newman. Maz is able to keep it in play for the Indians. And it goes off of Unitigo, throwing for Sequoia Valley right in front of the Spartans bench.
So So we're down to 20 minutes and a few seconds going. The ball brought back upfield. Trying to get it is going to be Leah Hanel. Hanel moves it off in there to Sarah Menina. Menina out to Casey Manzanero at midfield. Manzanero to the far side. The ball will be taken down by the Lady Indians, and it goes over to Sequoia Valley momentarily. Until Casey Manzanero comes in, she puts a foot on it, and it's back and forth in the center of the field. Tori Halliquist finally kicks it out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in for the Indians.
A couple subs now for Unitigo. Courtney Bullis and Mariah Scott both re-enter the game. And Serena Kiss comes out, and she gets a nice ovation from the Sequoia Valley crowd.
Well, she came in and got all sorts of hugs on that one. Inside 20 minutes now. The ball over on the far side. Number 17, Mariah Scott. She approaches the line, will two-hand toss it in, and it's going to be kicked right back out again by the Sequoia Valley defenders.
Throw in for Unitigo. And it comes back to the Sequoia Valley defense. Unitigo offensively wasn't able to get a few players towards the Sequoia Valley defense. There was a bit of a miscommunication between two defenders, and the ball was loose for a moment.
Hanel kicks it off for Unitigo. It comes back up toward midfield. Looking around, trying to find an opening. It's going to be Breanne Cardillo. Cardillo moves it back to one of her own teammates, and they want to have a kick in there for Sarah Waldeck. Waldeck, a sophomore. Now it's going to be number 5, Jenna Mazza, who tries to get around her defender, Courtney Bullis. All the action on the near side, right in front of us. Now they'll go over to SV's Cardillo. Cardillo lofts it out. It will be headed away in there. Kayla Talbot finally clears it out, and the ball will be moved away by Hansel.
Hazel gets it back, though.
So Hanel moving the ball off on the near side, out in front of the pack. Sarah Menina, she can't catch up with it until the ball gets out of bounds. Two-handed toss coming in. Jordan Talma will move it in. Finally tries to move it up, but it can't do it, and the ball is going to be out of bounds. It will be an opportunity for the Indians once again to throw it in. Picking it up, Jenna Mazza. Mazza goes back to Abby Malnicki. Malnicki tries to clear it away, and it's going to finally be cleared out of there by Casey Manzanera. Manzanera goes off to Tanner Reed across midfield. Now they'll go down to Sarah Menina. Menina comes to the near side. Look out. Casey Manzanera on the near side. Shot toward the goal. It is going to be finally intercepted in there by Abby Malnicki. And the ball will be kicked out of bounds. Unitigo throw in. It's going to be in there. Cassidy Newman, who fields it into number 7. That's Katrina Clark. And lots of action at midfield. Not in goal territory. Turning around, Sarah Menina. Menina kicks it down far corner off on the far side. It is going to be guided out of bounds finally by Hollenbeck. 16:50 showing on the clock as the ball is kicked away. And they're waiting for it to be cleared down here by Allison Gaffney. So Gaffney has it down. One of her teammates will kick it in.
And that is going to be Maylene Hollenbeck taking the kick in Gaffney's place. Unitigo has applied some pressure recently trying to get that one goal to tie this game up.
Cassidy Newman throw in now at midfield, and it's going to be promptly batted right back out again. Turnover to the Indians.
And you look at Sequoia Valley now with a one goal lead and 16 minutes left to go. They're just trying to play keep away right now. But Unitigo pulling out all cylinders to just try to get the right personnel to find a goal.
Cassidy Newman goes in, two-handed throw into Casey Manzanero. Comes right back to Newman. Newman now down, still at pretty much at midfield. Will feed it out to Katrina Clark. Clark's kick is going to go way off to the far side, scampering down one of the Indians. They'll bring it back to Casey Manzanero. Manzanero feeds it off to Courtney Bullis. Down into the corner they will go on the far side, finally getting the kick away is Mariah Scott. It will be over the end line and out of bounds. Frazier and Bullis. Yeah, Frazier and Bullis. What am I doing? Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work in the Tri-County area. Call Cohen and Frazier Builders up in Franklin, 829-5426.
Unitigo with a corner kick. They try to find Menina along the far post. It was a good kick by Newman, but Menina couldn't get her foot on the ball. And now it's in the hands of the keeper, Gaffney, and Sequoia Valley dodges that one.
Yeah, two or three players from Unitigo tried to work that ball in, quick passes, but coming out very quickly was Gaffney. She managed to grab it down, the ball at midfield right now. Trying to catch up to it is Abby Melnicki for Sequoia Valley. Also battling in there, the Hanel sisters. Finally, it will be a throw-in. Right about at midfield. Now it's going to be a kick instead.
Free kick for Newman. 14 minutes exactly to go as the clock rolls on.
Yes.
Unitigo down 1-0. They need a goal, and they need a goal quickly. But right now it's Sequoia Valley with possession. And that one's cleared away by Unitigo. They're just trying to get it deep into Sequoia Valley territory. Hollenbeck, the defender for the Indians, gets her foot on it, keeps it away from Unitigo. And it's Newman who just boots this one downfield. Tanner Reed is the closest player there for Unitigo, and there's a save for Gaffney.
Yeah, that was one of those where the ball went down in front of the goal. Out quickly was Allison Gaffney to make the save. It was one of those where you wanted to get it in and have one of your teammates really blast it. That was not to be for Unitigo.
Tanner Reed had two or three Sequoia Valley defenders around her, and she was still the first one to the ball. Gaffney made the save.
The Indians with the ball. Jenna Mazza off on the near side. The ball is going to be kicked away momentarily, so it will be another throw-in for Mazza. She now puts her hand up on her hip, sort of holds her breath, trying to get her breath back. Now we'll toss it in. It's going to be cleared away in there by the Unitigo Lady Spartans. It'll go back, be picked up, a loose ball. Serena Kiss off on the far side, being given pressure by the Unitigo Spartans. And finally, the ball will be kicked clear in there by Kiss, way off on the far corner.
Another sub for Sequoia Valley. Abby Melnicki back in for Gabrielle Link.
Melnicki, a freshman. Ball is going to be set down at the corner of the box and finally kicked away. Cassidy Newman, the gal who puts her foot to that. The ball out at midfield, and they're just playing kick it around. Tori Halliquist kicking it away for the Spartans, giving a lot of pursuit. It will be number four. That is going to be Conley for Sequoia Valley.
Throw in for the Indians right in front of the Unitigo bench. And it comes over to Menina. Menina with a quick touch to Tanner Reed. But it's played back to the defender. And Jordan Tala just plays it back to her goalkeeper, Gaffney.
And look who comes out again, Casey Manzanera. Manzanera, one of those people who can just keep powering that ball down to the offensive line for Unitigo. The problem is she's had to do it a few too many times. As the ball has had a lot of midfield play today. Now it's going out of bounds on the far side. It'll be throw-in Unitigo.
Approaching the 10-minute mark here, and here at Fulton, it's a 1-0 Sequoia Valley lead. Unitigo trying to get the ball in the box to Tanner Reed, the 8th grader. Manzanero in the box, and Gaffney comes out of the net and picks it up. Time ticking away for the Spartans. Sectional champs now in the state tournament. Sequoia Valley got a goal in the second half by Serena Kiss, and so far that's been the difference. There's a miscue by the Unitigo defense, but Cassidy Newman was able to just kick it away towards the sidelines, keep it away from the middle of the field, and that's a huge sigh of relief for the Spartans.
Yeah, Kayla Talbot that time went over on the far sideline to get it. Now it's back at midfield, and again, Sequoia Valley on the attack. And it's going to be Sarah Menina giving defensive pressure, and we have a player down momentarily. Don's Deli on Main Street in Franklin is a proud sponsor of these games. Don Ritz is excited to cheer on both Franklin and Unitigo girls teams. Check out Don's Tasty Lunch Specials, her famous fresh cookies, and a great atmosphere with the best waitresses around. Don's Deli in Franklin.
There's a free kick and a good kick by Hollenbeck. It got all the way to the keeper, Foster, but she was able to make the save. 9:15 to go and counting, and just a quick update in NCAA tournament action. Oneonta with a 3-0 lead over MIT in the first round of the NCAA tournament from SUNY Oneonta.
This is a good thing I read that commercial in and let you be have a second to check that old iPhone. Look out, on the attack. It is going to be the Indians, but the ball will be finally gathered in by number 13, Kayla Talbot. Play will stop as they will get ready for a direct kick.
Yeah, this is a free kick about 30 to 31 yards out, and Lisa Marcioni will take it. This is a dangerous spot for a free kick. Unitigo has a wall of three defenders. Marcioni approaches the ball. There's the shot. It is up and off the crossbar. Off the crossbar again, and now it goes in the back of the net, but it will be no goal.
Well, so things get exciting. The whistle had already blown before that ball was put in. So as a result, no goal. That was one of those where the ball was kicked in very powerfully. Defenders deflected it up, but not far enough away.
There's a shot and a save. Shot by number 9, Kelly Brennan.
So Brennan, remember, who scored an all-important goal in the game that allowed them to get here, the defeat of Manlius Pebble Hill. Now on the attack, Jenna Mazza. Ball is moved in front of the face of the net, not very close, cleared away in there by Talbot. But again, we are going to be having an opportunity for a free kick by Sequoia Valley.
Marcioni is 20 yards out. This is even closer than the free kick we just saw. Extremely dangerous position. Marcioni approaches the ball. Shot and a goal! Lisa Marcioni scores on the free kick. And with 7:06 to play in the game, Sequoia Valley takes a 2-0 lead.
So 7:06 is where we happen to be, and it is Sequoia Valley leading now 2-0 as a direct kick by Marcioni. Remember, she has a total of over 30 goals this season, is a scoring leader in all of Section 3, and she adds to it right there.
And Unitigo will need a lot to go their way in the final 7:06. If they're going to get back in this game, score two goals, and somehow send it into overtime. Jenna Mazza has it for the Indians. And the ball comes all the way back to the keeper, Foster.
Yeah, and this time it's Foster who comes way out of the goal to kick it away. And then she runs back to her designated position, and it will be a throw-in on the near side.
Marchione has it. She's surrounded by three defenders, looking to get it up to her teammate Brianne Cardillo, but Unitigo takes it away.
Yeah, long kick way downfield, and finally going down is going to be Hollenbeck. She kicks it back to her own goalkeeper, Allison Gaffney, and she'll let Gaffney control the situation. Gaffney moves it down, way down to the far sidelines. Finally, it's going to be brought out, and Casey Manzanero will be the person who will come by and get a foot on it to stop it.
There's a shot from about 35 yards out, and Foster makes the save.
Yeah, that was one of those where Danielle Rickey managed to get a good foot on it. That was not a bullet by any matter of means, and it gave Foster all the time in the world to get out. Ball going to be kicked out to Katrina Clark at midfield, out of bounds, toss in by the Indians. 5.5 minutes on the clock. The pressure very much off as far as Sequoia Valley fans are concerned.
Taylor Landfield, the senior, checks in for the Indians.
The ball is going to be right out of bounds again. It was tossed in and immediately booted right back out. Sequoia Valley will bring it in again.
5 minutes to go in the contest. Ball comes back to Marchione. She's now in the defensive line for the Indians.
Yeah, this time the strategy all goes to just simply protect our lead. We don't care if we score any more. We just don't want to give any up to the other guys.
And the ball is played back to Leah Hanel. Hanel with it, trying to find their teammate. That was Katrina Clark along the far sidelines.
Well, you see the fans, some of them wrapped in blankets and drinking coffee, but still the Sequoia Valley cheering boys still out there freezing to death, and I don't see anybody who's managed to put that shirt back on. Look out, here go the Indians again.
Jenna Mazza with a good look, but that shot is high and wide, and it will be a goal kick for Foster.
Yeah, let me tell you, that time it was Robin Foster breathing a big sigh of relief as that one came off wide right. She puts the ball down and will kick it in, but right there immediately is Jenna Mazza, who kicks it back in again. And it will be on the attack. The Lady Indians, not until there's a whistle will the pressure be off. 3.5 minutes left in this ball game.
Kelly Brennan has it for the Indians, and she plays it across the field, trying to get it to Abby Melnicki, but that one is kicked away by Cassidy Newman. A couple more subs for the Sequoia Valley Indians as Coach Tim Clive clearing his bench in the final minutes.
Yeah, you want to get everybody in if you can. It's one thing to have a section championship, and then after that, it's really a good honor to go on to a regional game. That's what this is.
Ball played over to Mariah Scott. Now it's Julie Carbone with it. Carbone finds Menina. Menina gets it in the box, and that one's cleared away by Marchione.
The National Bank of Delaware County features exceptionally low rates on autos and mortgages. Ask about NBDC's popular Kasasa checking accounts. NBDC, local people, local service, guaranteed since 1891.
210 and counting. Marchione kicks the one out of bounds, and it will be a goal kick. She lost her footing and went out of play along the goal line rather than the sideline, so Unitigo will get their third corner kick of the game. They've had a couple of good chances on these corner kicks. They try to find Sarah Menina, and Menina was close there. There's a shot, and that one is up and over. Casey Manzanero had a good look, She just shot it a bit too high.
Yeah, Casey was very disgusted with herself. That one came in, and Menina was unable to get in position to take the power shot that she wanted to take. But Casey Manzanero had a great shot, and she just put too much foot into it, and it went about 3 feet over the top of the crossbar. Now it will be a kick in that will come back to midfield, and again, a scramble for the ball.
Abby Melnicki has it for the Indians, but Manzanero takes it away. Hollequist with it for the Spartans.
And the ball will be kicked out of bounds. Remember, there's another game coming up. Franklin will be taking on Poland shortly. We're now inside a minute of this game.
Marchione has it. Battling with it was Julie Carbone, but Marchione was able to just clear it away about 20 yards towards midfield. Now the ball comes back to the keeper, Gaffney. And with 35 seconds to go, Sequoia Valley fans feeling it. They got a couple of chants going as Sequoia Valley will go on in the state tournament.
They're going to be playing at Cortland next week. If I remember right, that's a noon game.
Casey Montanaro has it for the Spartans, and that ball rolls out of bounds. And it will be a corner kick, but they won't even attempt the kick. There's under 10 seconds to go. Sequoia Valley starts to celebrate, and now we get the final whistle, and this game is over.
So this is going to be one of a doubleheader as far as our broadcasts are concerned. We will be back in a bit for the game between Poland and Franklin. This is part of a tripleheader as far as sports are concerned here. It will be a 5:30 contest between Gilderland of Section 2, Gilderland from down in the Albany area, taking on Liverpool. So the fans who paid their money here will have lots and lots to cheer about if they choose to be out in the cold weather for the whole game. Billy, I'll let you do the quick scoring recap here as I try to get my papers all taken care of. We're going to cut away for sports and news and information and stuff, and then we're going to be coming back in a bit with a brand new broadcast for you. Again, remember, it is a Saturday of soccer here for the fans in Fulton.
And here is a quick scoring recap. Both goals came in the second half with 22:14 remaining. Jenna Mazza with an assist as she gave the ball to Serena Kiss, who headed it in the back of the net to give the Sequoia Valley Lady Indians a 1-0 lead. And then Lisa Marchionez had a free kick with 7:06 to go in the game. She put that one in the net, and that all but did it as Sequoia Valley wins this one 2-0 over Unitigo and advances in the state tournament. And as Harry said, they will be playing in Cortland next week as they are one step closer to a state title.
So that wraps up this contest. I want to give a big shout out of thanks to Shandello Federal Credit Union, to the Law Office of Dolores Fogarty, to Cohen and Fraser Builders, to the Sydney Federal Credit Union, Dawn's Deli, and as far as other sponsors were concerned, as soon as I get my fingers to cooperate and change the page, NBT Bank, Chris and his staff at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin, the National Bank of Delaware County, the Catalog Outlet Stores, and our lead sponsor, the fine folks at Butler's Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, featuring over 120 vehicles on their lot at all times. Well, pictures are being taken, the awards will be awarded, and then this field will be cleared, and fans from Franklin and Poland will be here. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we will be back very shortly with game number two of this doubleheader. Once again, from Fulton High School, we do appreciate you lending us your ears. You're listening to WCDR.